Cradio.
Hi, this is Luke, and you're listening to Cradio. We've been interviewing ordinary Catholics about their faith, and this week I caught up with Ivan, who in a similar vein to last week is a friend of the Immaculata community in Lewisham. Take a listen. All right, so thank you for joining me, Ivan, today.
No worries, I'm glad to be here.
That's awesome. Now, I just wanted to start off by asking you, with regards to your faith, how did you really start taking it seriously? Was there a specific event in your life that set that off?
Well, I guess I started taking my faith seriously at the first mission school at Lewisham in 2008, which was originally meant to be sort of a formation retreat for those of us who were going to go to World Youth Day that year. And it was mainly the fact that the mission school helped to explain the faith a lot clearer and make things a lot more clear about the faith, whereas just learning through Catholic schools these days, they don't tend to explain the reasons behind what we learn.
Can you detail anything? Was there anything at that first mission school? What was it exactly? Was it like the spiritual element or the intellectual element or a combination of those that really started things off for you?
Well, I would say it was sort of an overall experience of the mission school, but with particular emphasis to the intellectual side of it, because that is mainly how I come to practice my faith, through learning about it and learning the reasons behind what we believe as Catholics. And yeah, and in the end, that led me to do the course I'm doing now, a Bachelor of Theology at Notre Dame.
Okay, awesome. Has that, has those successive mission schools, I'm presuming you've been to a number of them in the following years since that.
Yep.
Yeah, have they really been able to foster your faith in that similar way? Has there been a progression there? Or was it just that first mission school, you came to know your faith and then that was it, it plateaued from there?
No, I would definitely say the following mission schools, because I have actually been to all of them now so far. But I'd definitely say the following mission schools helped to deepen my understanding. The more I attend, the more I learn. And even when you hear the same talks by the same speakers, there's always a different aspect to it, because our faith is so deep and meaningful that we can never really hear the exact same talk twice, because there's always different elements that pop up in the different topics that we get to discuss.
So is there any sort of event that you can really pinpoint, any kind of example, a moment which stands out for you? Or was it more of a general coming to the faith?
I would say it was more of a general coming. There's no actual point that made me suddenly click and say, right, I want to get into this. It was more of a work in progress, and it just keeps getting a bit more deeper each time.
Yeah. So what exactly made you come to choose to do, as you said, you're doing a Bachelor of Theology at Notre Dame now? I mean, most people these days, when they go into universities, they think, what exactly do I want to do at university? What exactly am I going to get out of that? Do I want to do a Bachelor of Business so I can become a businessman? Do I want to do engineering so I can be an engineer? Do I want to do medicine to become a doctor? Those kinds of things. What exactly led you to do theology?
Well, it was definitely, I would say, due to the mission schools, like the, as I said, the intellectual side of the faith, and has really helped me to understand that there are definitely solid reasons behind all our beliefs. And so I wanted to go into do a theology, not so much to get a piece of paper to get me a certain job when I go out, but more as an aid to living my life. Because even when I finish uni, I may not go into a career that has anything to do with theology, but the subjects and the topics that we discuss in theology and philosophy as well really help to give me a solid foundation to my faith and to my life and to the morals that I choose to live by.
Hmm. So you're planning on going to the mission school again next year?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, is there any reason for that? Couldn't you possibly, after all these mission schools that you've been to, gotten to that point where, you know everything?
Well, I must say that I have learned a lot, and sitting, and particularly the most recent mission school, sometimes I find myself sitting in talks and I'm like, yeah, I've heard that before and I already understand it. But as I said, there's always new things to discover about our faith. But also another reason that I want to keep going back is because not only to help my faith, but I like to help to nurture the faith of others and help them to try and show them the faith and the understandings that I myself have come to learn.
Mm. That's awesome. Well, thank you for joining me today, Ivan.
No worries. Pleasure to be here, Luke.
The 2013 Immaculate Admission School is coming up on the 1st of January. If you'd like to find out more about the school or the Immaculata community, visit immaculatacommunity.org. For more interviews, talks, and programs, visit cradio.org.au.